Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
It's time for our wisdom moment. We don't want to miss our wisdom moment here. It is the 16th of the month. And we're going to be looking at Proverbs 16:4. 16:4. We always want to wash ourselves with the wisdom of God. We need wisdom, the proper application of knowledge. We need to be able to know what to do with the news that we know. We need to know what to do with the news that we know. What's going on? What do we do with all this? And wisdom tells us what to do. And you can read the book of Proverbs, you know, and it'll just wash over you or listening to it. And what we do is just do the corresponding day for the corresponding chapter. For example, today's the 16th of the month, so we're looking at Proverbs 16. We're going to just pick one verse out of that, but you can literally read or listen to that one chapter that corresponds with that day, and you'll make better business decisions, better relationship decisions. Mm-hmm. You'll know what you did wrong. And if you do it in the beginning of the day, you won't have to repent so much in the end of the day.
Exactly.
You know? But Proverbs 16:4 reads, The Lord works out everything for his own ends, even the wicked for the day of disaster. When I think about it, the first thing when you think about that is the Lord is working things out. Mm-hmm. You know, when we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, the kingdom of God gets planted inside of us like a seed. Mm-hmm. And he compares it to like when it gets into the dough, you have to work it out and work it into the parts of your life, and you're working it out. You know, well, our whole life is being worked out by God. The Lord is working everything out to his end. So many people, you know, are going like, I don't know, you know, I'm trying to find myself. I don't really, maybe this is not right for me. And they're so caught up in themselves thinking they're going to figure out how things mm-hmm. are going to be instead of them submitting to the way God says it is, because he's working everything out for his own ends. You might as well join the creator of the universe, the one that's holding everything together, and realize he's working mm-hmm. it out.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's working it out. And even the ones that are, you know, evil men do evil things. They do exist. And it's amazing how an evil, hard-hearted person, you know, might not even blink an eye when they've treated you evilly or done things wrong, but realize one day they could repent and they would realize that, and they may, you know, get right with God. But outside of that, God is aware of that. Even the wicked, he's working out for the day of disaster. So there's something going to happen in the end if they don't repent. But think about this. God has made a covenant with us as his sons and daughters, as believers, as ones who've made Jesus Christ the Lord of our lives. He's made a covenant with us how he's working it out. Mm-hmm. This is what he says in Romans 8:28. In Romans 8:28, he says, we know, this is what God says, we know that in all things, God works for the good. Mm-hmm. Works for the good of those who love him and who are called according to his purpose.
Wow.
So yeah, God is working all things out. The Lord is working everything out to his own end. But what is his own end? His own end is out for our own good.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
I mean, quite often you look around, you think, well, how could this be for my good? You know, a broken relationship, a job loss, you know, difficulty and personal struggles. But what's happening in all of that storm and all that life struggles, that more and more of God and his creation and his destiny for you is being revealed more and more. And you're trusting and seeing his manifold wisdom just unfold in your life. And you're understanding more and more how awesome he is. And even in that, he can rescue you, heal you, deliver you, and bring you, give you a grace that you thought you couldn't even have had to mm-hmm. be able to get through something that was so broken. But you can know this. He's made a covenant. Yeah, he's working everything out to his own end. But this is his end for you. It's good. Mm-hmm. For if you're a believer, if you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, your end in this life is good, because you're going to end an eternal life with God. No more tears, no more pain, no more sickness. God loves you. He's going to present you as his son's bride at a wedding banquet, which they're going to come and serve. And it's the most awesome thing. I mean, it's good. He's working great things out. So if it looks like evil men are succeeding, if mm-hmm. it looks like those who do evil get away with it, realize in the end, it all works out.
That's right.
Yeah.
It all works out in the end. Today's Proverb 16:4 is, the Lord works out everything to his own end, even the wicked for the day of disaster. We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.